Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Doris Freer.
I'm Kate Spencer.
We are not experts.
We're just two little friends who like to talk about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you all.
We take your emails, your phone calls, and we answer your questions.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. So Kate,
kicking it off.
Let's kick it off.
With an email.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Here's the deal. Last November, I had a ruptured brain aneurysm and underwent emergency surgery, parentheses, a craniotomy to clip the aneurysm to get detailed about it. Excuse me.
Wow.
I survived and have recovered from the ordeal pretty damn well. It's just hitting me how amazing it is that my birthday is next week and I'll be 35 and still alive. What I'd love advice on is how you think I can live my 35th year to its fullest. I started what I thought was my dream job a few months ago, but it's been going pretty crappy recently. I don't want to get bogged down by negativity and want to make sure I take advantage of the fact I survived brain surgery. I try and indulge in self-care as much as possible. I get a massage every few months, meditate regularly, and watch British murder mysteries with abandon. But is there anything age 35 specific I should be doing? Maybe something for each month this coming year. Anything you suggest would be so appreciated.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm glad you survived.
So glad you are here, listener. That's such a huge experience to go through.
Yeah.
So kudos on that.
Yes. Kate, did you have thoughts?
Well, you know what? I like went to bed thinking about this email.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is that you should spend as much time with the people you love as possible this year. Really celebrate whatever relationships you have in your life. That was my feeling. My feeling was when we think about what really matters in the end, like of life, it's human connection. I was thinking about a friend of mine who passed away when she was just 37. And I was just thinking about how in her life specifically, her friendships were everything. And she had such meaningful connections with people that those connections spread to all the people in her life who didn't know each other, who met each other. And that was really powerful for me to see. Now, you're not at the end of your life, but I was just thinking you've had this huge thing and like the reflecting on like, what can we really do to celebrate? Now, yes, could you get like a super expensive treatment every month? Sure. That sounds great. If you have the means to do that, go for it. I think you should do whatever you want. But My thought is more just focusing on what really is important to you, not me or Dory, but you, and then really trying to stick to that. And like one thing I just want to circle back to is that you have this dream, this what you thought was going to be your dream job, but it's going crappy. Now, look, if you have savings and this is at all, I don't know who you are financially responsible for. I don't know what your financial situation is, but like I kind of am of the vibe that like, life is too short and mm-hmm. you've experienced that firsthand. And if you want to make some big leaps, I would say just do it. I would say live without fear and celebrate yourself and the people you love. So I don't necessarily have an idea of like, here are certain splurges that you should do at 35. I think you should just really enjoy every day. And if you're doing stuff that is not pleasurable or joyful to you, let's find ways to change it so that it is.
I love that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree that if there's a way that you can find to quit your job, I would do that. I had another thought.
Get in there.
I feel like maybe this is more superficial than the very like sweet and powerful thing you just
said.
No, but
I think the listener wants some juicy ideas.
I think that one thing you could do is plan a trip to somewhere that you've always wanted to go.
Yes, I love that idea.
Whew, okay.
You got my approval. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And whether it's alone or with friends, I don't know if you have a partner, but I would think about somewhere that you've always wanted to go, and plan a trip there. And, you know, to the extent that you can, like, do nice things for yourself while you're there as well. So that would be my suggestion.
Seeing the world and traveling is such a rewarding experience.
Totally.
I'm going to echo Dory. I would say, like, if there's a place you've always wanted to go, if there's an experience you've always wanted to have,
do it.
Let this be the time.
Yeah, let this be the time. This is a great way to celebrate your 35th birthday year.
Mark it with something that's meaningful for you.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Again, we're very excited that you've conquered such a big health experience.
We are glad that you are still here. Before we get to the next email, we're going to take a quick break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
We're back.
We are back.
Do you want to read this email?
Sure. Hi there. About a year ago, my husband and I decided we wanted to shake up our lives completely. We pondered and schemed and finally came up with a plan to quit our jobs, sell everything, and hit the road in an RV and travel the US for a year, a huge risk given that we have been living in our community for over 20 years, are well-established, own our home, have great jobs, etc. But we put our plan into action. We quit our jobs, put our house on the market, our housing market is hot where we live in Oregon, and started to get ready. But here we are 4 months in, our house hasn't sold. We were going to use that money to travel. The savings we had set aside is dwindling, and we are looking at having to go back to the grind. I acknowledge that we are extremely privileged to have even been able to take the steps we did and privileged to be able to just dive right back in and start looking for work. My question is more on a personal level. On the one hand, I'm afraid of judgment and deeply embarrassed that we put all our eggs in one basket, and now we have to say to everyone that knows what we tried to do, hey guys, we're not embarking on this awesome plan. But then on the other hand, I'm like, fuck it, we tried to go big and we failed. That's more than what a lot of people do in this life. Have you taken a giant leap only to have it not work out? Am I wrong to feel embarrassed and sheepish? Or should I just own this supposed failure as a great leap into the unknown that didn't work out, but at least I tried? Thanks for reading. You both are amazing.
You are, I would say it's normal to feel embarrassed and sheepish, but you should not. Mm-hmm. I think you should be super proud of yourself. I think it's not about the end result. It's about the risk, and the risk doesn't always, it doesn't always work out. It doesn't always, it's not always the perfect plan. Plans fail, things change, but you took a huge risk, and that's such a thing to be proud of and is so awesome. And I think it means you're going to do it again when the timing is right, and it'll probably work out differently than it did this time. So I think you're amazing. I think I have a feeling anyone who you tell this story to, no one's going to be like, look at those failures. They're going to be like, wow, that's awesome that they were really adventurous and curious about the world and were going to do something kind of scary. And so what if it didn't work out? Who gives a shit? Dory?
Okay. So what I would say, and I like to say this a lot, mm-hmm. but I would say maybe start to try to reframe the narrative.
Good advice.
Kate, kind of like you were saying, like, don't look at this as a failure. And you are not a failure and you have not failed. The other thing I would say is, like, I think if you do really want to make this happen, I think you still could.
Totally.
Does your realtor have any feedback on why your house hasn't sold? Is it too expensive? Is there something you could do to stage it better that would help it sell? Can you go back to work on like a contract basis for the next few months while you actually sell the house and kind of get things in order? Like, was there a reason you had to do this right now? Is there some sort of time limit? Maybe the other great thing that you could do it for 6 months. Maybe you could travel the world for 6 months, yeah. Maybe not a year.
Or 1 month.
I mean, I just think there's like ways for you to make this happen that might not look exactly like your original plan, but would still be really cool.
I would also say you asked if we had ever done that, had a thing. I'm trying to read back of this email, but I think you said, have you ever had an experience where you took a big risk and failed? And I just want to say a big hearty, yeah. Oh yeah, I have. Have you, Dory?
Yes.
Oh my God. And it's very hard to reframe your narrative mm-hmm. and think about it in a positive. I think what helps reframe your narrative is hindsight. So the further you get away from this experience, the further you'll be able to probably see the positives and be proud of yourself. And right now it's hard because it stings. You had a plan and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But just know we're empathizing.
Yeah, for sure. And this does sound really cool. So I think if you want to, you will figure out a way to do it.
Good luck. And thank you for writing in.
And please keep us posted.
Yeah, I think what you did is really cool and inspirational. So that's how I feel after reading your email.
Totally. Kate, I heard we have a voicemail.
We do. It's got a lot of questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be fun. You have to answer like 50 different things.
Should I take notes? I feel like maybe I should take notes.
Here's a pen.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hi. My name is Carola. I'm a 24-year-old from Puerto Rico, but I currently live in Baltimore right now. I'm actually behind on the podcast because I'm trying to listen to all the episodes in order because I love you guys so much, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can from you guys, and I'm just getting like all the tips and tricks that I have from that I can from self-care. So since I'm behind, if this comes up in the podcast, I probably won't listen to it until possibly like a few weeks after it comes out. That being said, I have a few questions for you guys. First of all, I have two brands that I want to know what your opinion on those are. First one is the store Lush. I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned bath bombs or anything like that, but I love Lush and my roommate does too. They're the best for me, but I want to know what you guys think of that store, that brand, you know. And the other one is the Mario Badescu. I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right. Mario Badescu is like another brand, like cleansers and all that stuff. So what do you guys think of that? I'm starting to get into that brand and I want to know what you guys think. Another question is, me and my friends, we have like a WhatsApp group. It's like kind of like a girl talk group. And we always talk about like how we're trying to find the right lipstick color. Do you guys have any tips for that? Like how it's just hard. Like you see the color in front of you, but when you put it on, sometimes just depending on your skin tone, I guess it just kind of looks different on. So yeah, what do you guys think of that? And the last question would be about natural deodorant. It's been mentioned a few times in the podcast already, but I still want to know. The other day I was talking to my roommate about it, and she said that she has tried like natural deodorant before without any aluminum and all that stuff, but she didn't keep using it because even if it might have worked on her that it doesn't make her stink, she still gets sweaty, you know. So she purposely uses antiperspirant, like deodorant for that stuff. So, like, I don't know how to convince her to try again and try another natural deodorant. Do you guys know any stuff, anything related about that? I hope you guys answer my questions. And again, I love you guys. And well, I hope you guys have a nice day.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I love you.
What a sweetheart.
So you're not going to hear this for a few weeks.
No.
But won't it be a surprise?
It'll be so fun.
Okay. Did you get that list?
I did. I took notes.
Okay. So the first is Lush. I've been into a Lush store and I get overwhelmed. I think also because I'd never had a bathtub for forever. Mm-hmm. So I never had a need for a bath bomb. Do you bath bomb? I've never had one.
No, we don't really use, there is a bathtub in our house, but it is in Matt's bathroom. And it's like one of those, I think it's like original to the house, which was built in like 1924 or something. And it's one of those bathtubs that it feels like it never really gets clean.
I know those.
It probably needs to be reglazed. And so I don't use it as a bathtub. I don't use it. And I only have a shower in my bathroom. So bath bombs, not useful for me. The other thing is I don't really love scented soap.
Okay.
So that aspect of Lush's whole thing doesn't really appeal to me.
So Lush, from what I understand, is a store that started in the UK and they make those circular bath bombs, which is just like a ball of hard soap that melts away when you put it in hard water.
But I think they started with soap. Remember they used to like,
yes,
they used to have those huge chunks of soap.
Yes.
That they would like cut a slice off for you.
So look, I've never tried any Lush products, but I'm going to seek out a Lush bath bomb. I have a bathtub that I enjoy using. I'll try a bath bomb.
Great.
I've never done it. I'll report back. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. You're right. We haven't talked about them, and I guess we should.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will be the guinea pig in the bath bomb experiment.
Thank you.
Because I do feel like we're long overdue.
Finally.
Next.
Mario Badescu. Not a brand I have used.
I bought some Mario Badescu for my husband,
ooh,
and it irritated his skin.
Ooh.
Now,
I thought you liked their drying lotion. Well, haven't you mentioned that before?
I have. They do, and I do believe he still uses that.
Okay.
Which is, they make a very famous drying lotion for zits, and you like dip a Q-tip into this pink, I think, concoction, and it dries out your zits, in short. That I like. But I think he found some of the cleanser I got him to kind of be irritating his skin. Mm. I think I got him a glycolic cleanser. So I don't know enough about Mario Badescu. I feel like that's a brand that I've always looked to as like luxury, and Gwyneth Paltrow might use it, or maybe did, like has mentioned it in an article once a million years ago. And so I always looked at it like, ooh. And that's why I kind of got it from my husband. I was like, ooh, but he didn't love the sensation.
All
so
right.
That's my only experience with Mario Badescu. But I want to say, if it's working for you,
go for it.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, we're all different skin here.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you have any advice on right lipstick color?
Okay, well, this was interesting to me. It depends on where you are buying lipstick, right? So if you're in Sephora, let's say, I would get a million of those little lipstick swabby things they have. Spend an hour trying on the lipstick.
And also go outside and see how it looks in natural light.
Natural light. Natural light, Dory.
Yeah.
Now, what if this is a drugstore lipstick purchase? I believe you can try drugstore makeup and return it. So depending on your store. I think at Rite Aid you can.
Really?
Well, I'm making this up.
I don't feel comfortable making that blanket statement.
Okay.
But
good point.
I don't know.
So here's a thought I came up with. I was wondering if you and your friends, now you might want to like wipe the lipsticks off with alcohol, but what if you all like, so you could sample different shades, had like a lipstick trying on party. Say you have three CoverGirl lipsticks
totally.
And Dory has a bunch, like you could try them on and see what works so that you don't have to buy them and then get rid of them.
You can get alcohol and clean off the lipsticks before each of you tries them on.
Because I hear this, listeners, I bought like three of those Maybelline lip stains. And the first one I grabbed, I had been reading online about that it was like a universal shade and it looks good on everyone. And it looked so bad on me. And I couldn't gauge from the packaging. And you know, like you hold it up, the package up to your face, but I couldn't gauge that it would not look right. So now I have this, you know, I spent $9 on it. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying.
So I don't know a great solution, but my kind of thought is to just kind of swap and let people like try your friend's stuff, let people try your stuff so that you actually have like firsthand experience wearing it.
Yeah. I mean, another thing you could do is you could go to like MAC and have a makeup artist put a bunch of lipsticks on you and see which shades look good and like talk about your skin tone, and they might have recommendations. And
yeah, and you might not even have to buy the MAC. You could then maybe look for, I'm just thinking of price point.
Yeah.
Like
but
then
I think,
you could look for a dupe.
Right. But why I suggested MAC is because they have a million shades.
Do they? I don't know much about MAC.
They have a million shades and you can test things out. So even if you don't ask a makeup artist to help you, you can always test out their stuff. And I think that would help you just kind of get a shade family.
A shade family.
Yep. Exactly. And then in terms of natural deodorant, I mean, I guess my first question would be like, why do you feel invested in getting your roommate to use natural deodorant?
I know. I kind of feel like if antiperspirant's working for your roommate doesn't want to sweat. That's okay.
Yeah.
Let him live that life.
Yeah.
Good. Like, that's great.
There is no such thing as natural antiperspirant. So if she feels like that is her primary issue and that above all else, like, I don't think you're going to be able to convince her to use natural deodorant. And like, I don't think you have to.
No, it's so, not. Yeah, I mean, that's a personal choice.
Yep.
You want to wear a deodorant, and it also can just be regular deodorant. It doesn't have to be natural deodorant. I mean, what is natural, Dory? Dory is looking at me like I am insane. I just mean they could be wearing secret deodorant without an antiperspirant. And lots of brands make just plain deodorant. It doesn't have to be like...
Yeah, but didn't she specifically say she was wearing an antiperspirant?
Yes. Am I getting hung up here on a word choice? Yes, where am I going with this?
I don't know.
Okay. What I'm saying is I think your roommate gets to make their own choices about their armpits.
Yeah.
And you just do your thing with your deodorant. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, that's their life.
Yeah.
But you're nice for caring about their pits.
Totally.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Nice caller.
Us, send us emails. We love you all.
Thank you again, everybody, for listening and writing. Yeah. And we appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.